Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Perspectives of Change show. Today in this video, we explore a practitioner's perspective and a story around implementing the Team Competency Matrix, which is a Management 3.0 practice. And with that, I would like to welcome our special guest for today, Els van Duren. Is that correctly pronounced?
That's perfectly pronounced, yes.
Awesome. Welcome, Els. Could you tell our audience where are you dialing in from today?
Okay, I'm dialing from Belgium, more like the French, near the French border, Kortrijk. That's very close to the French border. And, well, Europe.
Of course, yeah. So I think it would be great for us to start perhaps with, you introducing yourself and telling us some exciting information about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm working in a global company that started small in only in Belgium and in different countries. But then we grew, we joined with all the other countries, and now we are actually spread across everyone, almost the whole world. And the idea was now, no, not the idea. My job now is when I started as developer, I'm now a team lead for people working remote. So most people are a lot of people are located in India, some in Ukraine, some in UK, some in Belgium, some in the Netherlands. So it's quite spread out. And now what I'm mostly doing is helping teams, not only as team lead, but mostly like Scrum Master, team lead, technical lead. It's like grouped all into one to help the team going forward on the features they are creating. So it's an IT, it's not an IT company. But I'm in the IT part.
Right. Exciting, exciting, challenging job at the same time. So it's a mix of both, which is awesome. All right, cool. But I'm going to dive directly into our talk for today, which is focused on your implementation around the Team Competency Matrix, which is the Management 3.0 practice. So if you would like to tell us a little more else as to why did you choose the Team Competency Matrix? Were you trying to solve a specific challenge or, what was it? Tell us more.
But with the company, we are transforming to another way of technology is web model architecture. And our teams didn't start on it. And the difficult part is, or the mindset is with the teams, they wanted to know everything. Each individual wanted to know everything but before actually starting on the micro front ends. That's the technology we are going to use now. So they were so focused on learning, getting knowledge transfers, trying to know everything. And it took for a lot of teams a long while before actually starting. No one was secure. No one felt confident to actually start. So then you have the skill matrix where everyone is they check how the skill is for each person individually, and they check the growth of this person each individually. But for me, I think this doesn't help a team. It helps the person individual, but it doesn't help on how can you grow as a team, how can you actually work on new feature, new technology as a team. And then there was the session in the Management 3.0 where we talked about a competency matrix, and then it was like, oh, this is something we need to use. This is where I think this would actually help to think the team, the people, no, everyone is in a company need, or every team needs to think as a team and not think everyone individually for themselves. So this is difference that I wanted to see. Look, what do you need as a team instead of what do you need individually to work on a new feature or new technology?
Awesome. Yeah. So how did this story evolve now that you knew you were going to, use the team competency matrix? So what did you do, and what challenges did you face? And tell us more about your story itself.
Okay. Well, it was the interesting part is the first thing we did was no one knew what was the difference between a competency matrix. So I went to the team to say, look, here is an example of the matrix, and you see each topic we want to discuss. We want to say the front end, the back end, AWS, basic HTML. So it regrouped each big part of the MFEs into the list of the competency matrix. You have an example of the competency matrix. Well, this was relatively the same. And then it was talking to the team and explaining, like, look, not everyone or the person does need to know everything to work on a feature. You can pass or delegate to work over to someone else the moment your part is finished. So this was the idea behind it. Like, if you're working on this part, the next part, you can say, look, can someone else take it up who has more knowledge on this part of the code? And the beauty in it is that the team learns to work more together instead of, oh, this is me. I'm going to work on this feature and I'm going to try to finish it as a whole. No, the beauty of it is you share the work, you delegate the work, you try to communicate. The communication is going better because the people you know, oh, look, you are going to pass or you're going to work actually together. So we started. The first thing is, look, we have someone, for an example, we need someone from the front end who knows, let's say, Vue.js or some React or some framework. As someone a team who can say you are actually expert on it or you have knowledge on it and you can pass your knowledge over to the team. And then it's like, maybe I have some knowledge, but we don't have anyone in the team who has the specific knowledge. In our company, we just call, it's not possible to start switching people in teams. So the idea was then behind, okay, you have 3 months or two, three months now. Who wants to focus during the 3 months on learning more to being an expert or growing more in the skills of this particular item? And then I gave it up to the team. They could decide who wanted to be it, who wanted to. If there were multiple people, then we said, look, we're going at the end of the session, we're going to say, can we maybe split this work, or maybe can someone take first this part of the code? And in the later stages, there is no one who's stopping us from the moment we continue working on more MFEs, that we do switchings, that someone who did first this the Vue.js or this framework, there is no rule who mentioned that we can't do in the next MFE switch roles, or like switch technologies, that you say, oh, I'm now expert in this. And maybe this time I want to learn more about the next part of the AWS source. And then you learn to switch part. And at the end, this also helps the skill matrix, because then you actually know in what part the person wants to grow and how much they grow into some technology. And then you want to go from just knowing about something about everything, you know everything, a little about everything, but it actually helps the team to work on a feature or something new, where in the past they didn't want to start until they now knew everything. Now they know, oh, at least I don't know anything about everything about it, but another person knows, so we can deliver as a team a feature while the other persons just continue with the work or learn and grow in another skill they want to. And this was the beauty for me to say, look, aha, now you learned that we can actually work as a team. This is what I want to see. Teamwork is about sharing and sharing the work, doing everything together, work as one team on one feature, and not doing multiple features shared by multiple people in the team. So this was what I thought, this will help, finally help the team.
Oh, I love that. I love the passion with which you bring, you know, all of this. And I can just imagine how you brought this to your team and all the excitement that went through. Amazing. Was there one challenge that you want to say you faced when you brought this to the team? Did you, you know, any challenge that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. The difficult part is people who work in teams or are are sometimes afraid to say, I don't know, I'm just a beginner. They always want to say, every developer wants to say, I know everything. Oh, I'm not going. If you are a senior developer, you don't have the courage to say, I don't know. Okay, this is a technology I'm not familiar with. I need to be honest, I don't know. And this was a challenge you see it a lot in the skill matrix. If you give it to the people, they will, most of the time, they will say, I'm an expert. Oh, I'm an expert. Yeah. They can't know it, but I'm a senior, so I'm an expert. And this time it kept you actually, they started to think the moment I said, okay, if you are an expert, this means you can learn it, or you can go to another team and we can, in case you can switch, I can give you out to this team because you are an expert. And it's like, okay, no, I'm not an expert. Maybe I know about it, but I'm not confident enough, or I don't have the experience to actually give this my knowledge over to others. And this was a challenge at the start. The openness, the honesty, they say like, okay, I don't know. Understanding that while on paper you are an expert, sometimes in practice, because it's a new technology, you basically, if you didn't work it on your personal life on this technology and you never learned it, you are not an expert. And then you need to be honest and say open to say, okay, this is new for me. I need to learn and I need to understand that we can still learn on things we don't know. And this was the difficult part, that they actually came open to say, we don't know.
I love that. Totally love that. So maybe one other question before I start summarizing your story, because it's very interesting. So if you had someone come to you, you know, anywhere globally, because now the globe is the whole, the world is available to ask anyone questions. So if anybody out there wanted to start implementing the team competency matrix, what advice, maybe some concrete advice that you might like to give them?
If you are a lead of the team, you know the team, and try to adapt the competency matrix based on the team's needs. Try to work like, try to give them the advice to say, it's not important that we know all the skills of the team. It's important that we at least, if no one mentioned that they are an expert, but one person at least says it, that's enough. You don't need to go over the whole list of are you senior, are you medior, are you expert. No, we just need one person, and if we go over the list and one person raises that I'm an expert or I want to be an expert, then we don't need to go over the whole list. And this helps for teams who are a little insecure and are not don't want to say it out loud. So that was part of the challenge, but keep this also in mind as a lead, or if you try to do it, try to check how your team will handle it. Are they, if they are mature enough and they are honest about it, then you can go like it's written in the management examples or the explanation of how you work with it. Like everyone goes and everyone says, I'm a beginner, then it could take longer, but the team is open. But if they are not open, just try to see how is a team, how are they open, how are they going to handle it, and make it short. Try to be sure that it doesn't take 2 hours or 3 hours. Say just, I need one person. How much in the team don't we have it? Okay, one who wants to learn, and then go to the next. So it's all based. Think about how your team likes to do it, asks it if you don't know, and think and adapt it to your team needs. I think that was the most important thing that I can give.
Awesome. That's very helpful. So just to summarize the session from the story that Els has kindly shared with us today, I've grabbed at least 5 pointers there. One is, of course, making teams feel safe to be able to say, I don't know what I don't know, which is awesome. So, you know, create that environment as leaders and managers and, you know, in your own context. That's one. Second, this approach is also going to allow you to make informed decisions like, you know, the team here made. Oh, I don't know this. But then this is going to also create my own career mosaic and also the team's mosaic in terms of How can we learn more? Where do we need to go? It also then tells the leader to create that environment for them that else also could then create and say, hey, maybe I can send you here and you can learn this and that. That's another point I picked up. And it's not really about just the individual, right? It's about the whole team. And I think it's beautiful co-creation at work that I could hear in your story, Elle. So managing the system, not the people, co-creating work and individuals and interactions. I think all the principles coming at play of Management 3.2 as I hear you, but any last words that you would like to, you know, wrap this conversation with?
But I think the most important thing is know your team, and if you don't know, learn your team. And then everything that you learned, like the delegation, the poker games, everything that you learned, you need to adapt. It's not written into stone how you do it. It's finding ways on what is best to handle, how do you best that it, at least it gives more value to the team and not to yourself, but as a whole. And I think this was how I see it.
Really awesome. So for all our viewers and listeners, I think if you have any questions regarding the team competency matrix, feel free to write to me. I'd be happy to bring those questions also to Else. If you have questions directly for her, we are always open to Q&A. So yeah, just put those questions out to us and we will be happy to respond. And do remember to like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And I will see you again soon on another video. Thank you so much, Else. Really appreciate you being here with us today.
I liked to be here.
Thank you.